Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Greetings to all of my friends today, all over the world. Let me give a special thank you to so many of you who respond and tell us how much the message has meant to you, particularly our ministry, and I'm so humbled that we get to be a little part of your walk with God and a part of your grace journey. If you've never contacted us, we would love for you to shoot us an email, post something on our Facebook page. Just let us know where you're from and how much the message of grace has meant to you. We just want to celebrate together what is going on in your life. I want you to know how to rest. You know, it's something we talk about quite a bit, but perhaps we can talk about it over and over and over again and still people not know what we're talking about at all. When I say rest, I don't mean get off work and go prop your feet up in a lazy boy. That might be okay. When I say rest, I'm not even talking about taking a much needed vacation. That's definitely okay. That's something you need to do once in a while. Your body needs a break. Your mind needs a break. But I want to talk about spiritual rest, the kind of rest where you stop laboring in order to get God's attention. You stop working in order to run the hamster wheel of Christianity and religion. Rest, really, this is it in a nutshell. If you could get rid of the idea of separation between you and God, you would start to define rest. Because anytime that you think there's a separation between you and God for any reason, you fail to rest in the finished work. Because as long as there's a separation, you're going to feel the necessity to bridge the gap between you and God. Some of the things that make us feel separated are sin. We'll even hear people quote Isaiah 59:2 that says your sins and iniquities have separated you from the Lord your God. And they'll hammer away at us because they'll say we've sinned and thus we're separated. And they won't quote to us Romans 8:35-39 that says who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing shall, height, depth, width, length, nothing shall ever separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. As long as you can remove the idea of separation, then you will learn how to rest. Because really, all that is out there is an idea of separation. I've got a preacher friend who uses the phrase, the illusion of separation. I like that. Any separation that you perceive between you and God is merely an illusion. I don't want you to take a rest. I want you to live in rest. Taking a rest implies that you've been working and now you're going to rest, but you just can take it for a little while, then you're going to go back to working again. I don't want you to live that way. Don't just rest on Sunday morning. Rest all the time. Resting, the kind of spirit rest I'm talking about has nothing to do with vacations and propping your feet up and taking it easy. It has to do with realizing that God and you are not on two different planets. You have done nothing to separate yourself from God and His presence. You are His righteousness all the time. His presence lives inside of you all the time. Why do you need to be a temple if He's not going to live there? But you are a temple, and the Holy Spirit rests in you. If He rests, why don't you rest? The book of Hebrews even says, we must cease from our labors the way He ceased from His. You're not going to know how to cease from your labor until you realize that He has ceased from His labor. Christ has finished the work. If you don't think the work is finished for your righteousness, for your anointing, for your healing, for your salvation, for your sanity, for everything, then you're going to feel like you need to finish some of the rest. Don't take a rest today. Live in rest today. Don't look for just a five-minute window where you think, oh, I can rest in the Lord in my prayer time. I can rest in the Lord in my study time. Let your rest be all the time. I spent too many years in Christianity feeling like my time of rest was when I finally got to open my Bible and read. Man, I cheated myself out of resting when I couldn't get to my Bible and read. It doesn't have to be because I have my Bible open. My rest can be all the time because there's never any separation with the Father and I, and the work is always a finished work. It's not kind of finished, once in a while finished. It's always finished. So I say to you today, it is finished. Rest in that finished work. Have a great day. Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.